This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There. I said
on
it.
On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Time to get the elephant out of the room this morning. For There I Said It, 585-252-9800. We got a bunch of texts coming in this morning. Some people are pissed. Some people, they've been holding on to this for quite some time.
Truly.
Heather says, making fun of cats being extremely overweight is not funny. There I said it. Why people think obesity in animals is hilarious, it's just so sad. Heather's going through it. I'm so sorry.
She's really not. She's not here for the fat shaming of the animals.
No, she's not.
I don't know anybody that's like, ah, fat cat.
I've seen a couple of fat cats in my day. And as amusing as it is, it is just, you question like, well, how? How did this cat get this gigantic?
Yeah.
I have seen some obese cats.
It's like anything. It just gets away from you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's see here. This person says, the smell of freshly cut grass is absolutely awful. There I said it. I feel like that's not the situation for everybody.
No.
I don't think that's the opinion of most.
No, I do love it because it just, you know, usually when you smell something, it just triggers a memory. And that for me, it's summer.
Feels like summer.
Kev says, anyone over 25 and still ordering mac and cheese at a restaurant needs to grow up. It's adult baby food. There I said it. Well, what happens, Kev? What happens if you throw chunks of lobster in that mac and cheese? Does it automatically become more adult?
Delicious.
Because I can get down with some lobster mac and cheese. I'll
yes.
Right now.
So good. Absolutely so good.
Like if you're going home after a long day and making a pot of Kraft mac and cheese, yeah, that's questionable.
Very questionable. Questionable indeed.
Especially if you throw some hot dogs in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sup, Moose and Breezy. I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson has the acting range of a protein shake. There I said it. Nice.
Renee's here. She said, bars that show movies instead of sports are more fun. There I said it.
Half pint.
They do movie Mondays.
Yeah, they do movie Mondays.
Yeah. Every Monday, you can go watch a flick of their choice. So, although...
How do you pay attention watching a film in a bar?
How do you hear anything? Also, how do you get past the smell? You know what I mean?
Right.
It smells...
You're telling me on...
Not so great.
Places there. Like this that host movie nights in a bar, everyone's quiet and they just watch the movie?
Well, they do have a popcorn machine too, so I guess that tracks. But no, I am not sure.
I don't think I can get comfortable.
Ashley's drunk. She's like, I love this part.
I don't think I can get comfortable in a bar stool.
No, absolutely not.
But then again, I've sat in the same spot drinking for 3 hours.
Yeah,
so.
That is true. Maybe it's BYOC. Bring your own chair. I don't know.
What's up, Moose and Breezy? I just watched the first season of Stranger Things and I thought it was beyond awful. There, I said it. Not a fan of Stranger Things, huh?
What is that show?
Well, it's very like, it's sci-fi, it's fictional, it's, I don't know. How do you describe Stranger Things?
Never seen it, don't know what it is, didn't even know it was a thing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's like it takes place, it takes place in Indiana in like the 1980s, and it's just young friends witness a bunch of supernatural stuff happening in their town, and they think the government has a lot to do with it.
Wow.
So they search for answers, and it's a pretty good series.
Sounds like a blast.
It came out in 2016. I mean, it's been around for quite some time. All the kids look like they're in their 30s now.
They're still in high school. We don't know. Very strange.
Tanya says, Benson Boone is the new Harry Styles. There, I said it. I love Harry, but he seems more focused on trying to be an actor than an actual thinger. Might have to agree with you.
Go out on top. Go out on top. And if someone wants to step in and take your place, go for it. Harry Styles is an absolute legend.
Where is Harry?
I don't know. Working? Making a movie? Loved him in Don't Worry, Darling. Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, he was good in that movie. Who was the lead in that? Chris Pine?
Well, it was Harry. Harry and Florence Pugh. They were the lead.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Listen, mine for today is this. I think it should be mandated that everybody gets a pedicure at least once a year. Just for hygiene purposes. Yeah. There, I said it.
I told Breezy this morning, you know, I was clipping the old toes last night. I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna get a pedicure.
You should.
Is that wrong?
No, not at all. You honestly should, because I've seen those toes. Ooh-wee.
No, you haven't.
Yikers.
I actually have pretty nice feet for a guy. Who else is here? Let's go over to, we haven't heard from Big Ed in a while, you guys. Somebody better do a wellness check on this guy.
Yeah.
He had all the dad jokes coming in.
Is he well?
Don't know. Haven't heard from him.
Honestly, it's better that way.
For the same reason we haven't heard from whatever happened to Gwen, our girl from the Home Depot in Greece.
No, she's no longer a thing. Not at all. What's yours for today?
We're under the impression that Gwen, got hit by a forklift and passed away. She's no longer with us.
It's very dramatic.
Honestly, I've been thinking about this. And you and I, we've been lucky enough to follow our passion, right?
Yes.
And do what we love.
Yes.
We're one of the lucky ones. But I don't think everyone needs to follow their passion. Some people just need a stable job and they need to just chill.
Oh.
That's their calling in life. Because the idea that everyone must chase their dream or turn their passion into a career, that's honestly not the case.
Wow, that's...
Some people just want to eat.
It's very negative. You're like,
it's not.
You have a dream? Absolutely. Put it to rest.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2022 film The Greatest Beer Run Ever, starring the incredibly dreamy Zac Efron, Russell Crowe, and then, of course, Bill Murray was in this film as well. But with Memorial Day being on Monday, I thought this was the perfect film to act out.
Mm-hmm.
You think you crushed it yesterday?
Oh, I crushed it.
Well, Let our audience be the judge of that. Before we get to Breezy's review on the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday, The Greatest Beer Run Ever, from Booster Peace Theater. Take a listen. What are you talking about? What do you mean, man? Let's go. We got to get out of here.
I'm a war correspondent. Look around. This is war. Someone has to be here to see what's going on.
Dig a little deeper. Really, a little bit more emotional, okay?
You said he's like chill. So, that's the role I'm playing. You can't change it up midway through the script.
Come on. You got to come with us. You can come back. You can always come back as soon as things cool down. Don't be dumb, Arthur. This ain't a war no more. It's a mass murder.
That's what war is, chick.
So you're just going to stay here alone by yourself and do what? Take pictures of dead bodies, of dead children?
Get on out of here, kid.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
Take care of yourself.
You too, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
When you get home, do me a favor.
Sure, what is it, Arthur? Tell me anything. What is it?
Take a bath.
In cut. Really got into it yesterday. It was very impressive. Now, obviously, this movie didn't have the highest Rotten Tomatoes score.
No,
only 43%. But the breakdown is in 1967, John Chickie Donahue leaves New York to track down his army buddies in Vietnam and then share a few beers with them. But instead, he's confronted with the horrors of the war. This is a true story. This took place.
No.
Yeah, this movie is about the guy, John Chickie Donahue. This is a true story. That's why they made the movie. Yeah, I saw the interview they did with the actual guys. It's really cool.
How many brain cells is this man lacking?
Yeah, he actually went to Vietnam to drop off beers to his buddies.
So, okay. All right, let's get into it.
Can we, Breeze? All right, let's get right into it. Did this movie hold up? Obviously.
The movie held up so well because Chickie is you. You are Chickie. There was so much similarity. I could definitely see you do something like this. I mean, maybe this was a little more extreme, but this is literally just you with cops. You're like, I want to be in the action. I want to... You delivering beer, you'd be like, yeah, I'm in war. No, I'm fully in combat.
I identify as a soldier.
No, fully. This is literally you. It couldn't be more you. So you are Chickie. You are Zac Efron.
John Chickie Donahue, without all the muscles. All right, let's go to your favorite scene in the film, Breeze.
You know, we obviously crushed our scene, but I think my favorite scene was when he like actually first got there and he's just waltzing in.
Yeah.
No worries in the world. And he's like, hey.
He thinks everyone's going to be happy to see him.
No, literally. He's like, oh, also when he found the other guy that he was looking for.
Yeah.
His friend was like, wait, what? How did you find him? He's like, I just rolled up, obviously.
Let's try to come through.
Yeah. The fact that this is a true story really is, it's jarring. I'll say that. It's very jarring.
Right. I believe they did a whole book on this as well. Did you have a favorite character in the film?
I mean, I liked Zac Efron's character, Chickie, because it reminded me of you. Honestly. And,
it's a weird comparison. Don't you think?
I think it's actually spot on.
Really?
I don't think it could be any better.
I honestly, when I was watching the movie, I did not see myself in him. But, you know, I appreciate it.
Think about it.
It's a compliment,
think
for sure.
Think about it. You always want to be in the line of danger. And then you get in the line of danger, you're like, can we leave?
He was actually, he had a lot more composure in the Vietnam War. I don't know how I would take it.
Definitely did. No, you would lose it. You would absolutely lose your mind.
Who was, let me ask you something. If you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, The Greatest Beer Run Ever with Zac Efron, Russell Crowe, Bill Murray, based on a true story. Guy goes to Vietnam to drop off some PBRs, Pabst Blue Ribbon, to his buddies. He wants to get beer to him. And he's confronted with the horrors of war. If you learned anything from this movie, what would you take away from it?
Always be on time because he missed his ship. He literally missed his only way out. So
he did miss it.
So always be on time.
Always be on time.
Also, I don't know. maybe let Uber deliver the beer. Uber Eats. Yeah, well, it was DoorDash.
1967.
Yeah. So.
Least favorite character in the movie?
Didn't love Bobby. Kind of was not my fave.
And who was Bobby?
Bobby was one of the soldiers.
His buddy.
Yeah.
Who was not happy to see him.
The other guy was, the other guy that he initially went there looking for was Tommy. Tommy, Bobby. There was a couple Tommies. It was a lot. But I don't know. I think that if my best friend showed up during one of my, you know,
darkest moments.
Active duty, me just going into a spiral. I feel like I'd be more happy to see him.
You know what?
He was very appreciative, if I'm being honest.
Well, he was scared for him. It's like, you showed up to war, you idiot. Breezy, best throwback moment in the film.
I mean, the whole thing, but Zac Efron's face before Botox.
Well said. Out of five popcorn buckets, what are you giving the greatest beer run ever?
It was something. Let's just put it that way. And this is why Uber Eats is a thing. I'm giving it out of five, a 3.4.
Oh, all right. Not even a 3.6? I feel like it deserved a 3.6.
3.4, final answer.
Oh, great. Okay, the greatest beer run ever. If you guys haven't seen it, would you recommend it?
Yeah, go see it. Brand new. Just hit the theaters.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guess why it's free. And always will be.
585-252-9800, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how people are comfortable with this, but the other day I ran into an old friend. He told me that him and his girlfriend had broken up.
Right.
It's crazy because originally I thought they were married. They've been together for a long time. Also, he's still currently living with her until he can get his own place.
Okay, yikes.
So they share the same bed.
What?
And it gets better. She's currently dating. So she'll go on dates with other guys. And then after the date, if she even comes home, when she does, she sleeps on her side of the bed. How awkward would that be? Because I have a lot of questions.
What the hell?
And no, there were certain
crazy questions.
I wasn't going to ask them. I'm like, do you guys still mess around, though, when like you're in the mood? How does that work?
Right.
Do you lay there? Do you talk with one another? Do you watch movies together? It just seems so weird to me.
It's very strange.
Why wouldn't he just sleep on the couch or like buy an air mattress?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What did he say?
I didn't ask him.
Oh, perfect.
It just seems like the logical thing to do because
You should have asked.
I would be uncomfortable because when it's done, it's done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you're not wanted or feel welcomed.
Correct.
You want to just hang around? No.
Nah.
Can't
I'm
do it.
So good.
Anyone in this current situation or know someone who is, would it be a deal breaker for you if you found out the person you are dating is still living with their ex?
100%. Years, and if it's not, that's weird.
Right. Years back, I went on a first date with a woman who told me she had a roommate. Turns out it was her ex-husband.
Right.
Then I found out she had two kids. Didn't know about that. And they all basically asked, so you have a family. You live with your family.
Full family.
Why did I just pay $120 for this meal?
Full family.
Have your husband.
She's like, because I'm bringing home leftovers to my kids.
That's what it was.
Of course.
I was feeding the damn kids.
Literally. Oh, yeah. So I know you've never like lived with a partner, but so obviously been in this situation before. And when I was living with my past partner and we ended up breaking up, there is no way in hell I would even be in the same apartment as her.
Let alone the
bed. I literally just moved home. I was like, ugh. Although I paid the last month, I was like, there's no way. Like, she can have it, whatever. But
before the breakup, though, if there were any like serious fights that took place, would you still share a bed or would you go to another room?
It like depended.
Unless
but again, the dogs were involved, so.
So you got to share a mattress with the dogs.
Literally too.
You in the fetal position in a dog bed was wild.
No, fully. Me in the dog bed is crazy. She's like, "What's the problem?" But I don't know. I just feel like there is somewhere that you can. Everyone has somewhere, and if you don't, I'll find you somewhere for like at least a week. My theory behind this, they don't want to go somewhere because that will light the fire under their ass to have to get a new apartment faster, which is expensive, which is going to cost them thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they want first month's rent, last month's rent.
And a security deposit. You have to furnish the whole place. Like, you're looking at least, I don't know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. Easy. Well, easy.
I wouldn't say 10. I mean, that's crazy. But there are people.
In this market? In this economy?
I don't think it's $10,000 to get a new place. Where are you going? You buy a couple of cheap items.
Okay, let's say, for purposes, it's $2,000 a month. That's $4,000 right there. Let's say the security deposit's like anywhere from
It's probably going to be the same.
So that's already
closest. That's about six.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
You need
to buy a bed. You need to buy a couch. You need to buy,
whatever you're getting on Wayfair.
Right.
Chrissy just messaged in and said, met a guy, we had great chemistry, but found out he still lives with his ex, who very much still has feelings for him, and I'm not sure how to even feel about it. There's nothing. Run. That's
see
it.
See ya. Absolutely.
There's no reason for it. And listen, going back to what you said, there are some people who don't have anywhere to go. People who come in from out of state that want to end the long distance relationship and be closer to their partner. And when they finally do, they're like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're stuck somewhere they've never been and they got to find somewhere quick to go.
Yeah. No, I guess that is.
Elena says, worst experience of my life. Wanted my ex gone so bad, but he was stalling on finding a place. So I had to sit back and watch him drag his feet. The relationship was over for about 6 months to a year. Nothing quite like crying in the bathroom with the shower running once a week.
Been there.
Yeah.
Fully.
Oh, that's so tough.
Been
I would there. Be so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, but there comes a point where like you need to have enough self-respect for yourself that although you might be alone, although you might be at your own spot, like you got to figure it out. This is a crazy story and this person doesn't live here anymore, so it doesn't really matter. But I was friends with this girl, and she was kind of in like a abusive relationship, but she was from Italy. She was born and raised in Italy.
Okay.
She met her husband. He was abroad in the army or the navy or whatever it is. And they meet in Italy, come back here to the Rochester area, and obviously didn't work out, whatever, can't go into the details, but
she got her citizenship.
She lived in the firehouse. She became a volunteer firefighter and got to live in the firehouse.
She was there full time in the firehouse.
Yeah, she lived. She had a full room. She had a full, like, she had a maid.
That's.
I was like, honestly, pretty smart.
I mean, that. Hey, that or open door mission. I mean, you gotta. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Honestly, it was weirdly okay for me. We broke up on good terms. We even split chores, kind of like roommates. There were a few awkward nights when one of us went on a date. Those were definitely rough, but we got through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but there's situations like that where I get very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you know me, when it's done, I'm moving on.
You got to go. Only happened one time in my situation where I guess there was like a lack of communication, but we both walked in the door at 2 a.m. And I was
with,
like,
other people.
Could you imagine? I was like, oh my God, you said you weren't cheating on me. It's so funny. But she ended up leaving. I was like, you got to go. I'm staying here for the night. So.
Oh, yeah. See, then you got to worry about that. Who's going where in the middle of the night?
Who is this? For your information, it's illegal to charge first and last month's rent and security deposit. You can only charge first rent and a security deposit. Not the places I've stayed.
Really? Is that new?
I don't know. The rules are constantly changing, so who really knows?
That is true. I don't know how that works here in the 585.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, you guys. Thanks for the text on this one. It's PXY Mornings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.